Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, as Clark Kent, is on the receiving end of a bombshell hurled at him by girl reporter Lois Lane.
It's pretty shocking to find out that one of your best friends, one whom you've worked with side by side for years, has been leading a double life.
What's that? Who's been leading a double life, Lois?
Clark has, Chief.
I have? What are you talking about?
Just this, Chief, and you'd better hang on to your chair. I know now that Clark Kent is Superman.
Going, going, this gyrocket offer. All good things have to end sometime. And today is the end of your terrific gyrocket offer off the air. But it's not too late yet. You can still get your gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, if you act right away. Correct. You have the rest of today to send for your gyrocket, the sensational rocket model. Yes, a zipping, zooming, flashing gyrocket almost half a foot long that streaks from your hand high into the sky. This gyrocket is every inch businesslike. The long, sleek body is shaped like a slender bomb, a brilliant blue or yellow or red, streamlined to cut down air resistance. And the metal propeller at the stern of the rocket packs it with power.
Right.
And launching's a cinch, because you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. With a flick of your wrist, you can zoom the gyrocket into the air up over the treetop. Now remember, this is the very last day we're offering this terrific gyrocket over the air. So don't say we didn't warn you. To get your gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now, or you'll miss out on the fun and excitement. Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, a super cereal, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
After recovering the model of the lost rocket from the deceased red-bearded traitor Richard Haller, Superman finds that now his troubles are only beginning. For when he returned to the Metropolis Daily Planet in his guise of Clark Kent, mild-mannered and bespectacled reporter, Lois Lane struck him and Editor Perry White speechless by saying,
Clark Kent is Superman.
Now, steadying himself against his desk, Kent forces a sickly smile to his lips, and Editor White stands by open-mouthed, as Lois, pointing her finger dramatically at Kent, hammers home her charge.
You are Superman. Yes, you, Clark Kent. You're Superman.
I am?
You bet you are. Why, I should have guessed it long ago. I don't see how I didn't. It was right under my nose all the time.
What kind of rubbish is this, Lois?
It's true, Chief, and he knows it. Just look at his face. Did you ever see a guiltier expression?
Guilty? Well, why should he look guilty?
Well, kind of took the wind out of you, didn't I, Clark?
Oh, now look.
I dare you to deny.
Oh, stop this nonsense, Lois. We've got a paper to get out.
Yes, you're right, Chief. I have to polish up my story in the lost rocket, so I better get
right. No, you don't, Clark. You stay right where you are.
No, the Chief, stop this kidding around, or must I?
I'm not kidding, I tell you, Chief. I can prove what I say.
Ridiculous.
Now,
I can't wait anymore. No,
wait, Chief. Wait a minute. Lois really seems to be serious. I think I'd like to hear what she has to say.
I thought you...
Right, Caesar's ghost. Do you two realize we go to press in an hour?
What I have to tell you about Clark, Chief, is worth holding the presses for.
Really? Well, it's not every day I receive an honor like this. Go ahead, Lois.
All right. Now, a few nights ago, Haller and his gang trapped you and me in the rocket pit under his barn. Right? You admit that, don't you?
Well, of course.
And you admit that when they were coming down into the pit after us, a huge fire broke out, and we were caught right in the middle of it.
Why, yes, yes.
Fire? Oh, yes. When the original Superman rocket burned up. But you didn't say in your story that you and Lois were caught in it, Kent.
Oh, well, as long as we got away, I didn't think it was particularly important.
You didn't think it was important?
No.
What kind of a newspaper reporter are you?
Well,
how in tarnation did you get out of that alive?
I'll tell you how, Chief. Clark became Superman and saved us.
Kent? became Superman?
That's right.
You saw me become Superman, Lois?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, then why do you say that?
Well, because you made me put your coat over my head, you remember, to protect me from the smoke.
Well, yes, but that was...
I passed out for a few minutes, but when I came to, I was in a doctor's house several miles away, and the doctor told me that Superman had brought me there.
Well, so what?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How does that prove that Kent is Superman?
Well, don't you see, Chief? One moment I was trapped in the middle of a roaring fire. Only Clark was there with me. And one moment later, I was several miles away in a doctor's house. So, Clark must be Superman.
Yeah, and I'm the King of England.
Oh, Chief.
Now, look, you said you passed out for a few minutes, didn't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, then Superman showed up, grabbed you and Kent out of the fire and took you to the doctor's. That right, Kent?
Mm-hmm, that's about it.
But he wasn't there a second before.
He's never there a second before.
But I don't...
He pops up like that. And disappears the same way. You know that.
Sure.
Kent Superman. I'm surprised that you know.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. I know that this guy...
Oh, wait till I tell Inspector Henderson about this.
I thought I was unmasked at last.
Well, tell me this, then. Why should Superman suddenly turn up there, of all the places in the whole world, just in time to save my life? Why?
Well, now, wait a minute, Lois. Look, I'll tell you. Haller had the Superman rocket, the most destructive weapon in the world, right? He was planning to sell it to foreign agents. Well, doesn't it seem reasonable that Superman would be on Haller's trail?
Well, yes, but...
No, but nothing. You have to brainstorm, Lois. And what a brainstorm. Come on now. Recess is over. Come into my office. I've got a big job for you two.
Okay. Shall we walk, Miss Lane, or would you like me to fly you across the city?
Oh.
I'll give her a break, Ken. Don't rub it in.
Okay.
I'm still not so sure that I was wrong.
Just between us, Lois, you weren't.
Oh, that's rich.
All right. But maybe one of these days
stop
I'll
it,
be...
stop it. I'm weak from laughing. Well, here we are.
Okay, go ahead and be a wise guy, but don't say I didn't warn you.
What's that, Beanie? Warn whom about what?
Uh-oh.
What's going on here, Beanie?
Oh, nothing, Mr. White, nothing.
Nothing? Well, what's the idea of closing the door in my face?
I'm sorry, Mr. White. I gotta do something right away.
What goes on here?
Well, we'll soon find out. You come into my office.
This is going to be something.
Yes, that beanie's done something at it. What's that?
Jimmy!
Olson! Get your feet off my desk!
Easy, Chief, easy.
What's the meaning of this impertinence?
Come in, Perry, old boy. Come
in. Oh,
Perry!
You're just the man I want to see. You too, Clark.
Clark!
Well, I'll be...
And Lois?
Oh, all the unmitigated, inconceivable, bold, brassy...
Pull up chairs and rally round. There's big business on tap. Yes, sir, big business.
Now, look here, Olson. I'll give you just one second to take your feet off my desk and get out of my chair.
Oh, no, Perry.
Jimmy, what's the matter with you?
Come on, Jim. This is no longer funny.
Funny? Oh, yes, it's very funny. You see, now I'm the...
Olson, if you don't move out of there right now, I'll...
Chief, be careful.
Now, take it easy, Perry. Calm down. You don't seem to realize who you're talking to.
Wait, you insolent little whippersnapper.
Hold it. Take it easy. Now, look, Jim, the gag's gone far enough. Now, wise up before you get into serious trouble.
No, you'd better wise up, Clark. I don't like your tone.
What?
Clark, there must be something wrong with the boy.
Let me go, Kent.
Chief.
I'm going to throw that...
Now, look,
that pipsqueak out of my office.
No, wait.
Kent, if you don't take your hands off
Chief,
me...
Please,
relax,
please,
will
Chief.
You? I'll admit Jim has let his sense of humor run away with him, but that's no reason.
Sense of humor? I'll teach him about humor.
Now,
stop it, both of you. Stop it at once, do you hear? What kind of a disgraceful exhibition is this put on? And in the office of your new publisher.
Publisher?
Why, I ought to fire the three of you.
What? New publisher?
Why, he's crazy.
There must be something wrong with him. Listen, Jim.
No, you listen to me, all of you. I'm in the saddle now. Me, James Olson. And from now on, when I crack the whip, you jump.
Their eyes wide, Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and Editor Perry White stare incredulously at Jimmy Olsen, thin, freckle-faced cub reporter, who has risen somewhat unsteadily to his feet and glares back at them, his eyes strangely burning. What does this mean? We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode, so keep listening. Now, listen carefully. Here's the final important word about your gyrocket, because this is the very last day we're making this sensational offer on the air.
Remember, this
Gyrocket is the terrific flying rocket model from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Yes, sir. A gyrocket you can launch right from your hand. A gyrocket almost half a foot long that you zoom into the sky up over the treetops. Listen to this. The gyrocket has a sleek, streamlined wooden body, brilliant red or yellow or blue. At the stern of the rocket, a steel propeller develops maximum thrust. A flick of your wrist and off it soars, streaking into the sky. Up, up, and away! Remember, the gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a solid steel and wood model sturdy enough for hundreds of launchings. And it comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Get in on the excitement right now. Send for several gyrockets.
Right, then have thrilling contests with your friends. Test for distance and speed and spot landing.
Now listen, for each gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, today this offer's going off the air for good, so it's now or never, because you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, together with your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now. This offer is limited to the United States.
Back to the adventures of Superman.
In Editor Perry White's office in the Daily Planet, young Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter, has just astounded White, Clark Kent, and Lois Lane by announcing that he was their new publisher.
What are you talking about? You're a little surprised, aren't you? You never thought I'd be your boss, did you, Perry?
My boss? Well, I must be dreaming.
I know I am.
Now, look here, Jim. This has gone far enough, so suppose you...
I always liked you, Clark, so I'm going to give you a break.
Break?
Mm-hmm. I'm making you managing editor and putting Perry back on the police beat.
What?
As for you, Lois...
For heaven's sake, stop it. Stop this before I go mad. I don't know why I'm even listening to you, but just tell me what you mean by all this.
Well, I'd be glad to. Now, suppose you all sit down and...
What the...
Jimmy, what's the matter?
Aren't you well, Jim? He's falling. Get him, somebody.
I got him.
My great Caesar. He's fainted.
Jim.
Quick, get some water. Get some water,
Jim.
Somebody.
What is it, Clark?
Uh-oh. Look at this lump on the back of his head.
Good heavens.
Is he?
He's hardly breathing. I'm afraid he's... This is serious. Very serious.
Jimmy Olsen, close as a brother to Clark Kent and Lois Lane. Loved by gruff editor White, is in a very serious condition. Forgotten is the angry reaction to the boy's strange talk. Now his friends feel grave concern for Jimmy's life. Why? What has happened to the young cub reporter? And what will happen to him? We'll know more Monday, gang, when we begin a brand new Superman adventure. One you won't want to miss. So be sure to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for Chapter 2 of The Ruler of Darkness. In the adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.